What to do about those $600 from Marketplace. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio, who's on assignment. Republicans are expected to roll out their $1 trillion coronavirus relief package today. I know we've heard this one before, but it might actually happen this time. The bill would address the expiring $600 a week supplemental unemployment benefit, among other things. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now live to talk about it. Hi, Nancy.
Hey, Sabri.
So are Republicans going to extend that $600 a week?
It doesn't look like it. Instead, they're expected to propose replacing it with a scaled-back supplemental unemployment benefit that would amount to around 70% of the last salary of an unemployed worker. And they don't have a lot of time, Sabri. The $600 benefit officially expires this Friday.
Weren't the Republicans, by the way, supposed to unveil this last week?
They were. But there have been disagreements over what to include in the bill. Over the weekend, White House officials said they've decided on sort of a scaled down package. It's focused on the extra unemployment payment. Also, it's expected to include liability protections for businesses and schools, making it difficult for them to be sued if a worker or student got COVID-19. The Republicans are also expected to include another $1,200 relief payment in their legislation, and they could push for an extension of an eviction moratorium that's expiring.
What do Democrats have to say?
Well, they passed a more than $3 trillion bill a few months ago, and that legislation extends the $600 weekly payments through January. Democrats don't like the liability protections either. They say employers and schools would have no responsibility to keep workplaces and schools safe.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
The number of people in the U.S. relying on SNAP benefits for food assistance, food stamps, as a lot of people know it, grew by 17% in just the first 3 months of the pandemic. And as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports, that number is likely to grow even more if those expanded federal unemployment benefits expire as planned at the end of the month.
One of the first things Kevin Askew did after he lost his job back in March was sign up for food stamps.
I had no other choice. I had to have something to eat, you know what I mean?
He's 57, and before the pandemic, he was working as a chef at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh. But he didn't have much in savings, and ever since the campus closed down...
I haven't been getting by, you know what I mean? How can you get by? No one wants to hire you or anything, you know, right now.
Askew is one of more than 6 million people who signed up for SNAP benefits between February and May.
We've never seen participation in SNAP or demand for help with food assistance spike like this before.
Stacey Dean focuses on food assistance policy at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
Even when you look back at the Great Recession of a few years ago, it took 17 months to add that many people.
Almost every state has more people on SNAP now than before the pandemic. Florida has had one of the biggest increases, 36%. Paco Velez is CEO of Feeding South Florida, which, like a lot of food banks, has been helping sign people up for SNAP. Before the pandemic, he says,
we used to field phone calls about 100, 120 phone calls a week. That quickly jumped up to over 4,700 a week, families seeking SNAP benefits.
That spike had started tapering off, but
we're anticipating that kind of response again as the supplemental unemployment benefits end at the end of this month.
Without the extra $600 a week from the federal government, a lot of people on unemployment will qualify for SNAP because most state benefits alone are low. And while SNAP provides critical help for a lot of people, Velez says it's not enough. Even right now, when everyone is getting the maximum benefit because of the pandemic,
inevitably, the last 7 to 11 days of the month, we see an uptick in families requesting food assistance because their SNAP benefits have run out.
In Pittsburgh, Kevin Askew says he worries about his benefits running out every single month.
I wish I could receive a little bit more SNAP benefits. Even if it was like an extra $100 or anything would help out.
He says $194 a month just doesn't buy that much food. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
Let's take a look at the numbers this morning. The FTSE in London is down 0.2%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up in the 0.4 to 1.1% range, with the Dow future up 112 points. Southwest Airlines says it will not furlough any employees, despite losing $20 million a day CEO Gary Kelly says the airlines has cut shareholder returns, sold stock, borrowed money, and gotten government support. That's allowing the airline to retain employees through the end of the year.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
The food company Beyond Meat reports results later today. The pandemic has been kind of a mixed bag for plant-based meat. People are eating out less, but cooking more at home. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab takes a look at how the industry's doing.
At the beginning of the pandemic, the biggest competition facing meatless meat was meat. Dasha Shore is with Mintel.
When consumers started to stock up, they actually gravitated towards more familiar items.
That's because the company's biggest market isn't vegetarians, but meat eaters, or what Shore calls flexitarians, people who eat less meat for health or environmental reasons. But home cooks got tired of eating the same thing. Then, in April, there was the meat shortage when grocers limited purchases and prices went up. Arun Sudaram is with CFRA Research.
This was really an opportunity for plant-based meat companies like Beyond Meat to really go out and grab some new customers.
Still, things aren't rosy at restaurants, which make up half of Beyond Meat's sales. And Sudaram isn't sure grocery sales will keep growing if the recession continues.
Obviously, because people are going to be trying out less things if their wallets are pinched.
Beyond Beef can run about $9 a pound. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
In 1992, a man named Thomas Cook made a handshake promise with his friend Joe Feeney. If either ever won the lottery, they'd split it. Well, almost 30 years later, it happened. Cook won the Powerball, and he held to his word. Both men got just shy of $6 million each after taxes. That is friendship. I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report and currently accepting handshake promises. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.